This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. At Chickie's Friday for the WIP Afternoon Show. Graduation parties, big games, big events, always better. Chickie's and Pete's, the official sports bar you're filled up. There it is. Almost got through the whole show.
5 o'clock hour, Spike.
Yeah, I don't have my water bottle here. The official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We have a pretty solid crowd in here because of the Phillies game tonight.
For sure.
We're going to need a good Creed response
Wake
tonight.
Everybody up.
Yeah. Wake everyone up.
Especially for this big rivalry weekend.
Yeah, everybody thinks about
the... Ready for the bucko.
Dogs, your least favorite pirate.
Let's get to the top five.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I've done this in the past where I determine who are the foxhole guys at WIP. Guys and gals, of course. And... there is a certain someone at number one who is so far out of the foxhole, it's going to take them a long time to get back in.
Wow.
I know. And I want you guys to notice a trend with the first four on this list of who is a foxhole guy or gal and who is not a foxhole guy or gal. Number five is me, and I'm in the foxhole. Wrote the acknowledgments and Ring the Bell book today.
Yeah.
So it's being sent to print today, I believe. So
okay.
It was crunch time. And you both were in the acknowledgments.
Wow.
And WIP.
Wow.
And James Seltzer.
Wow.
So
you're putting yourself in the foxhole because you do the right thing?
Did you spell my name right?
I put Isaiah.
Oh.
Don't you worry. You think I misspelled Ike?
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. So you guys both in there. You know, you can take your stress levels down.
No stress
levels. Right, right.
Yes. The fact that it was a question means you're not a foxhole guy.
Yeah. It was never a question. More I needed to be reminded, I would say.
Asking to be in the acknowledgments is a problem.
No problems here, Spike.
All right.
It was just the right thing to do. Hey, I'm glad to do it. I'm glad to do it. Welcome to
you
the
You made
book.
Us buy books.
You did. Yeah. No free books. Ringthebellbook.com, by the way.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Yep. And it's going to print today. Very, very excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So we sent in the acknowledgments, dedications, all that good stuff last night.
Did you dedicate the book to us?
No, I didn't. No.
And my family.
No. Like an idiot. What a loser.
Oh, Walker. Can't even read.
Yeah. And given who his dad is, may never be able to read.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep. Number four, determining who is in the foxhole versus who is not, is Buzz Wilson. Who is in the foxhole?
He's in.
In the foxhole. Listen.
Why?
We had amateur hour Monday and Tuesday.
That's a good point.
On remote.
We did.
Now, Buzz... not always perfect back there.
No.
But when we're talking about needing someone to bring it back to balance.
Yeah.
This week was just a disaster.
It was.
The only thing held against Buzz today was the Blue Chew jingle which sometimes I forget, and the callers, which I feel like have it out for Buzz now. I think that they are playing a practical joke on Buzz.
Is Buzz a foxhole guy?
He does tweet about his Saturday morning little show a good amount.
He's happy about it.
Did he do it during our show?
I did not see that.
Okay. All right. Buzz the foxhole guy.
There you go, Buzzy.
Yeah, Buzz the foxhole guy.
Number three, Elliot Shore Parks, who I can make a case as number one foxhole guy. He's in. We yell at Elliot.
Yep.
We try to break him.
Call him stupid.
Idiot. No one takes your basketball knowledge seriously. Don't even waste my time on baseball.
Yeah.
Ike gives him a lot of credit with his football acumen. But
then obliterates him.
And then challenges him. Yeah. Well, I build him up. And
yeah, knock him down. Yeah.
Like, we put Elliot through the ringer.
Wow. Wait a minute. Right now, Elliot, in the foxhole, has the belt, is Eagles Insider of the Year.
We're giving a lot of credit to Elliot. Maybe we might be giving too much. That might be on me. Might need to reconsider.
Yep.
But I just, even after today's call, I was like, you know what? He's truly one of us.
He's special.
Truly, yeah. He takes a beating more than anyone and gives it right back.
Oh, yeah.
Never backs down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Second, determining who is in or out of the foxhole is Joe Giglio, who is, after today's events, very much in the foxhole.
Wow.
Did you hear what happened at the Stotesbury Regatta thing today with the rowing?
There was the storm.
Yes.
So there was a lot of water.
They were right next to a river.
Not great. Yep.
Flooding up into their ankles in the tent. While
by the way,
the air.
Sounds like a Steiny production.
Sounds Steiny-ish.
Yep.
For sure. So Giglio's sitting there. It's all like he's up to his ankles in water. Show must go on.
Wow.
Still finishes the Fransky interview.
Wow. Around microphones.
Yeah.
And all plugged in.
Electricals.
Yeah. Yep. And then the show died and they had to get back to the studio. Hugh, first one out.
Man.
He was
my boy.
Well, he was also, he got back to the studio, I feel like before everyone else. I didn't see
no
Giglio.
Doubt.
And Hugh said, it was a big moment for I Told You So, Hugh. Which is a big on the bracket of you.
Yep.
He knew that was going to happen.
Yep.
But I think Giglio deserves a lot of credit for sticking it out with the Fransky interview.
I was going to say, Hugh would be like Kool-Aid Man or whatever, running
through the
wall.
Walls.
Yeah, there's a Hugh Douglas-shaped hole right through the wall of
Stotesbury Cup Regatta.
Stotesbury Cup Regatta, yep.
Yes. So good for Joe Giglio. But number one is Joe DeCamera.
In or out?
So far out, it's not even funny.
Wow.
Almost not one of us, I don't think, anymore.
Wow.
Listen to this piece of audio and just the disrespect of a truly phenomenal Eagle. Here is the camera earlier today.
What Eagles great had two sacks in the Pickle Juice game versus Dallas in 2000?
Eagles great. Two sacks.
Yes.
Well, if he's a great, I'll say Doc.
That was a bad job by you.
It was a poorly worded question.
Like, you missed the Hugh Douglas question. The guy's your coworker, and you missed Hugh Douglas.
What's the Hugh question?
How was
what
that
Eagles
so
great
hard?
At two sacks in the Pickle Juice game.
Wait,
Hugh
what
did.
Was the question? Eagles great?
Yes. Are you about to say Hugh Douglas, not an Eagles great?
Wow.
Okay. All right. Okay.
There will be no disrespect of Hugh Douglas on this program unless it's by me.
Okay.
Love big Hugh, but, like, I hear...
I'm texting Kyle Quinn right now so he can pull this audio to play on their show.
The big G word. The big G. I mean, ooh.
Got wow. Like he's up there in sacks.
No, Hugh was a great player, but like Eagles
but what?
Great.
What are you talking about,
dude? I'm here in Ben Nurek. I'm here in Reggie.
Joe.
I'm here in Seth.
Oh, no.
Oh, you are a horrible human.
I mean,
really? Oh,
like,
so bad.
You go capital G great.
Wow. Misleading question.
Oh man.
Misleading question. I was only going between Dawk and Trump. That's all I had in mind, one or the other.
DeCamera is the sorest loser on the planet.
Oh yeah, beat the hammer this morning.
Yeah, well that's what happens. He when he gets a question wrong, he attacks the question.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So he was just like, oh, well you asked the Eagles great and Hugh's not what a disgrace.
How do you say? How can he say he's only going Dawk or Trot?
I know.
I understand Dawk being on a different level, and I love Trot.
Trot and Hugh are on the same level. They certainly aren't that far apart from each other.
As players?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, yes, yeah. Both are Eagles Hall of Famers.
Yes.
You had great on the edge in Hugh. You had great in the linebacking with Trot.
Yes.
And you had a Hall of Fame safety.
Yes.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. The guy is an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, is it surprising to you DeCamera's not a Foxhole guy?
No.
No. That's not surprising. No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Disappointing from someone who we're supposed to trust around here.
Yeah. He's a little too stinky to be in the foxhole, too. He looks like he's stinky.
I'm trying to tell you, guys, and I tried to tell you a year ago. You get familiar with Hugh, and, you know, Hugh is Hugh with the personality and everything.
Yep.
And you forget that the guy was a great freaking player.
Yep.
I mean, a great player. We're talking about having a premier pass rusher. That was Hugh Douglas.
Anna?
Incredibly disrespectful.
I saw the guy get 5 sacks in a game.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Saw the guy get 16 sacks in a year.
I saw him fall asleep at dinner.
That happened.
That happens to the greats.
Yeah, that does happen to the greats. And I apparently struck out the other night after after the Phillies game. I checked it on the next day. It wasn't happening.
It wasn't good.
Yeah, he said he went to sleep. That sounds, I figured that's where that was going.
Well, if you make Hugh stay up too late.
No one makes Hugh stay up too late.
Yeah.
This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Go to goguided.com or call 877 Go Guided.
He broke Jim Miller's collarbone. Yeah. I mean,
I couldn't see if he said me. I mean, people throw great around with my name. I appreciate it, but I knew I wasn't a great player.
All pro.
Yeah, I was. Yes, I was great 1 year, Spike.
Yep.
Thank you.
All
yes,
right.
Should have been All Pro 3 times. Should have been the Pro Bowl 3 times. I was a 2-time runner up. I mean, first alternate.
Yep.
To go to the Pro Bowl, and they finally got in there.
The All Decade Team.
Don't even go there.
All Century Team.
Don't even go there.
Special Teamer.
Don't even go there.
Won't start.
Because quite frankly, I am the only special team.
2033, baby.
How about your boy?
2033. Can we please break down the Brock Purdy contract?
Sure.
$265 million for that noodle-armed dork. What a horrible contract.
You pay your quarterback.
For people that think I'm unfair to Jalen, I loathe Brock Purdy. Anyone could run that system. It's not that hard. Jimmy G did it. He's a 7th-round draft pick. Draft someone else.
Wait a minute. Jimmy G has had success in multiple different places.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he has.
He was horrible in Oakland.
He was horrible in New England.
He was good for like 3 games in New England and went back to Brady. And we're doing how many games of Jimmy G?
Go look at Jimmy.
Jimmy G didn't start a full season in New England.
No, he did the Brady game.
Go look at Jimmy G's career stats.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
I'm prepared to be blown away.
I'm telling you, he's got like a career like 94
Jimmy
passer
G,
rating.
Jimmy G's a system quarterback.
That's fine. A lot of quarterbacks are system quarterbacks. You pay your quarterback. 2 years ago or last season, Brock Purdy was the number one ranked passer in the NFL, and the team went to the Super Bowl. Like that is, if you don't pay the quarterback that you have, who is capable there, then you end up like the Steelers. You end up like numerous teams that are just churning a year after. The Jets have not had a quarterback in 15 years.
But the difference is you have Kyle Shanahan, you have the 49ers infrastructure. You can find it. Like, they found Brock Purdy in the seventh round.
Yes, yeah, so
any
you keep
quarterback,
him.
Any, no, but not for, he's not.
He's basically saying that he's.
Dude.
He's a product of what's around him, so why give him that money? If you found him in the seventh round, why can't you go out and find another quarterback?
You can find a Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, but then if you – it's not like – by the way, you say they found Brock Purdy in the seventh round. True, but that was not the plan. They also drafted Trey Lance with a top five pick, and if Trey Lance doesn't –
gave up picks to get in the top five.
Yes, so it's not that easy. They didn't know Brock Purdy was going to be that good.
True.
Brock Purdy ended up being better than they thought. I'm just like,
I can see both sides of the coin.
You just, if you have
Once
a quarterback,
again,
you pay him.
We've had both sides of the coin, Ike, today.
Well,
this
I'm
week.
Saying, I understand what you're saying by Kyle Shanahan could go out and get another quarterback and not spend that much money. But to Spike's point, quarterbacks aren't easy to find. And you can make the mistake of thinking it's about you and your system, and you'll be out there looking for a quarterback for the next 5 years.
And by the
6'1", 220. I'm 6'1", 220.
Here's
me and Purdy, same guy.
You're 235.
Not anymore. Everyone knows that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. 212.
Here's the thing. I bet if you look at Purdy's average annual thing, he's like probably 11th in the NFL with $50 million a year.
Yeah, it's probably 50 years. It's probably 50-something.
And last year he proved he's not. He can't lift a football team. And they went 6-9 last
year. But the 11th highest paid quarterback in the NFL isn't the quarterback that should lift your team to win.
I just think if you're the Niners and you have – that coach.
And last year was a disastrous year for the Niners.
Fine. He couldn't lift them. But when you have that coach and that infrastructure, I would rather find another quarterback on a cheap deal and build a great team around him than pay Brock Purdy $181 million.
Now you're stuck
guaranteed.
With Brock Purdy.
Yeah, and a lot of teams would love to have Brock Purdy.
Who?
I'm telling you, teams that are searching for quarterbacks,
I
don't think the Raiders would love to have Brock Purdy?
I don't think so. I would rather have paid Rodgers for a year. Than have Brock Purdy.
You're an idiot.
That I'm not doing.
215.
Yeah.
I'm out on him.
All right. 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, yo, Buzz be doing his job. He be telling people they next, man. He be telling me. You don't even
Good.
Because I'm always ready to go. You know what I'm saying? So,
no.
But, and let me tell you something real quick. Spike, you a hater for real, bro. It don't even got nothing to do with the team. You hating on Buzz because he trying to promote his show, all that type of stuff. Like you just be natural hating. Not even got nothing to do. You hating on the camera because he. That's
well,
how
the camera called it. For it.
Yeah,
the camera rips Hugh for no reason.
And here's the thing with Buzz: when you are a fill-in producer, your job is to make us happy. That's your job. He's just like I'm.
I'm gonna make you happy. You ain't no regular guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, ask Rebel.
It's hard. So he making people happy. It just be when you be there, he won't be happy.
I have high standards. I have high standards, Corey. I have high standards.
So there you go.
I have a record of success, Corey.
why everybody so mad today? Hey, that boy had Jack hot, bro. I ain't never seen Jack so. He was ready to throw balls when he said Price went.
Oh, I wanted to throw this microphone through a window here. I was actually shaking, Corey. I was so mad. I'm going to be honest with you.
I just feel like Jack is tight, man. Y'all some hypocrites, man. That's all I'm going to say. Y'all hypocrites. Because all I want, all this win a playoff game, make the playoffs, I want this same energy. Come October, November, December, I want it, all right?
So what does that even mean?
No, but what
that
I would say, Corey.
When the team is looking at
Hold on,
way.
Are we talking about the Phillies now? Are you trying to make a Phillies point or are you making an Eagles
about the
point?
Eagles.
Okay,
about
okay, okay.
But
okay.
Here's my point, okay. Corey. What I will say is.
I always got to watch it, Ike.
If they only win 9 or 10 games, I'm going to say they approach the offseason the wrong way, which is my contention here. My contention here is your expectation with this roster should and this schedule should be getting the playoffs.
Hey man,
that's it.
They got Super Bowl expectations. I don't know what y'all be looking at. I mean, y'all the expert and something else too. This something else hating. I forgot about this. If Elliot think Ace Bailey good, that's his opinion. But you the basketball
no,
guy,
but I you said, guy, you can I said, Corey, I actually said, you can think Ace Bailey's good. That's fine. A lot of people do. Comparing him to Kevin Durant is casual
goofy
stuff.
That's goofy. It's like comparing Josh Allen to, you know, Jalen Hurts. That's casual stuff, you know.
Yeah, but one guy can throw, one guy can't.
Hey, but you know, I'm a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? If we're not in the
thank
back
you,
to back,
Saquon.
Baby, back to back.
Thank you, Saquon. Thank you, Saquon.
If we're not in the Super Bowl NFC Championship game, that's a failure, man. What y'all talking about? This roster, like, I ain't going to sit here and disrespect the players we lost. But, like, last year, we weren't going into the season acting like these dudes, like this was the Legion of Boom going into the season. Everybody was questioning Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, all them guys. So we questioning them dudes just like we questioned us. The first caller said, you know, there was a lot more questions going into last season. I agree, because I get it with the whole Darius Slade thing being gone. Like, you don't know. But, like, we've seen Kelee Ringo play. We don't know if he's going to play at a high level. We've seen Nolan Smith play. Jalen Hunt was born in the Super Bowl. Ojulari done played before. Like, we ain't going to act like these dudes is just some scrubs now. Come on. We may not be number one, but we're going to be top 10 in the offense, always top 10. I don't care what it is, passing, running,
Scoring too.
10, right?
Yep.
Every year, overall, we top 10. So I don't care who, what we do. Now, you know what I'm saying? So I can't.
29th in passing.
29th. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And one more thing on the way out.
Yep.
Hey, you can disrespect players. Don't ever disrespect players. But definitely don't ever disrespect them by bringing up their number, because Ike Reese going to be on your ass. hey, I'm telling you right now,
right.
Go to camera. That was real disrespect. I just said the number was bad.
Yeah, you wasn't disrespectful. No, Joe was disrespectful. Yeah, Joe was disrespectful.
Now, that's real disrespect right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I holler at y'all.
All right,
wow.
Corey.
I like late in the show, Corey. Yeah.
He's ready to go.
Yeah, a lot more energy. Yeah, he may like being late in the show, too, because he gets to take in more of
info.
The show. Yes.
Yes. It's like a Corey recap. We could use.
You think Corey may not want to be the leadoff anymore?
You think he's like a Schwarber?
Well, he's going to see some pitches.
Leadoff for a long time. Now he's moving down to the cleanup spot and says, I like this a little bit better.
Yeah.
The reason I like Corey leading off is that energy.
Sure.
And we'll get to the point for us.
Yeah.
I think we could use somebody toward the end of the show, a caller-wise, almost recapping.
Yeah.
Well, you know? I mean, listen, we could just have Corey do both. We could have him lead off and then a Corey recap at 5:30. Nope. Okay,
no.
Okay, out. Never
that.
Mind. Just bad idea.
That's going to lead down.
I know. Everyone's going to be very upset.
Yes.
Well, Herb gets like 9 minutes.
People aren't happy about that either.
Yeah.
55-45 no yesterday on the Herb poll, by the way.
Oh, really? That he's not a good caller?
A lot of responses. Hot in the streets. A lot of topic.
Yeah.
a lot of dissension.
Well, I saw somebody say, if you have to ask this question, it means the answer is no. And I'm like,
that's
no.
Not true.
Not necessarily.
It's actually the opposite.
Yes.
If we have to ask the question, it means the answer is yes to me. All right. Well, Phil's Pirates tonight. First pitch will be at 6:45 right here on WIP.
Well, not going to rain. It looked a little dicey early.
Oh, is it going to be all right tonight?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I got to do weather.
So why don't you look it up?
Yeah, though. I got to look it up. Look it up.
Look it up and lock in.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You want to watch the game tonight? Maybe you find your local Chickies and Pete's. Watch all the baseball action at Chickies and Pete's. Find it at Chickies and find your local one at chickiesandpete's.com. So we do have a leading off coming up. We have text line, your calls as well, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now, maybe you're watching the game tonight with a loved one.
Yeah.
You know, watching the game with your special little lady.
Okay.
Okay.
And afterwards.
You got there.
You want to be performing. Well, I wanted him to turn down the volume in here.
Yeah, we don't want
like to. Total creep.
Hey, what are you doing later?
Hey, sex.
Yeah. Yep. Want to be it's probably still going in the bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah.
You want to be able to perform?
With sex?
Yeah.
Blue Chew.
That's right. This kid just stopped in the front of the stage.
Well, yep.
You see his face stunned.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, call me in 30 years.
He's going to ask his parents what he's talking about.
Yep, Blue Chew. Blue Chew. You've thought about trying Blue Chew. You hear us talking about it.
Yep.
You know you could use it.
Just do it.
Just do it. I know there are some things that stand in the way. And one of the things that stands in the way is I don't feel like paying for it. Well, we're going to give you the first month for free.
Okay.
Not an excuse anymore.
BlueChew.com.
Yeah.
Not an excuse anymore. Out the window. Mm-hmm. Code 94 at checkout. Your first month is free. And I know you're thinking, well, I like that it's a chewable. I like that it has the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitrin, Staxin. But I don't feel like making a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like waiting 3 months for the appointment. I don't feel like the awkward conversation with the doctor. Well, that's out the window, too.
Yeah.
You don't have to do it.
Nope.
You just go to BlueChew.com.
Love it.
And then the final objection is, well, I got to wait in line at the pharmacy, and the person behind the desk, I got to tell them what I'm picking up.
It's always embarrassing.
You don't have to do that either, because they're going to mail it to you in a discreet and
hard
package. It's all made, shipped here in the USA, so once you get past the first month and you love it, the price gets kept down. First month for free.
For free.
Free.
Go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94. You get your first month free. You only pay for the shipping. That's about $5. And then you can
chew it and do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.